It's 9 o'clock at night, you're at the kitchen table. Tomorrow, you point the nose toward Wisconsin and fly into the busiest airport on the planet, and right now, glowing on your laptop, is a wall of letters and numbers that looks like somebody sat on a keyboard. That wall of gibberish is the single most useful thing you'll read all night. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hanger. Today, we're going to sit down together and actually decode a terminal aerodrome forecast. That's the TAF. And we're going to do it the way you should do it the night before you launch for Oshkosh, because it is AirVenture week right now, and thousands of you are making exactly this decision tonight. Let's walk through this together. Before we do, a quick word about our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of this journey we're all on. First solo, there's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial, they've got you covered. When you finally grease that landing on runway 36 at Whitman during the show, that's a milestone worth marking. AviationSoul.com. Go take a look. Okay, the terminal aerodrome forecast. Here's the first thing to understand. And it's something I wish someone had told me plainly when I was a student. A METAR tells you what the weather is doing right now at an airport. A TAF tells you what a forecaster thinks it's going to do over roughly the next 24 to 30 hours. And it only covers a small bubble. About 5 statute miles around the airport itself. It is a forecast, not a promise, but it is a professional human forecaster putting their reputation on the line, and that is worth a lot. The TAF is one of the 6 elements flight service reads you in a standard briefing, but here's the thing. You don't have to wait for someone to read it to you. You can pull it up yourself tonight. And if you can decode it yourself, you understand your own risk in a way that no briefing summary ever gives you. So let's decode one. I'll build a realistic one for Whitman Regional. The field at Oshkosh, picture it on the screen. It starts with the station identifier and then a long number. That number is the issue time and the valid period. The forecast might say it was issued at, say, 2320 Zulu, and then it gives you a valid window, something like the 23rd at 1800 Zulu through the 24th at 1800 Zulu. Everything in aviation weather runs on Zulu time, which is coordinated universal time. It does not care what time zone you're standing in. Learn to convert it in your head. In the summer, Central Daylight Time is Zulu minus 5, so 1800 Zulu is 1 in the afternoon local. Write that on a sticky note if you have to. I did, for years. Right after that valid period comes the first line of actual weather. This is the prevailing forecast at the start of the window. You'll read the wind first. Say it reads 210 at 10, that's wind from 210 degrees at 10 knots. Then visibility if it says P6SM, that's plus 6 statute miles, meaning greater than 6, which is as good as a TAF reports, then the sky, maybe few clouds at 5,000, scattered at 12,000. That first line is your baseline beautiful VFR. If the whole TAF looked like that, you'd close the laptop and sleep like a baby, but it never looks like that all the way down, because underneath that first line come the change groups. And the change groups are where the real skill lives. Let's talk about the 4 you need to know. The first is from. In the raw text, it's the letters FM jammed against a time FM. Then a time like 2100. That means from 2100 Zulu, throw out everything I told you above and use this instead. A from group is a clean break. It's the forecaster saying the air mass is going to change. A front's coming through, the wind's going to swing. And after this time, this new line is the whole picture. When you see FM, you rewrite your mental weather from scratch at that moment. The second is becoming. That's B-E-C-M-G. Becoming is a gradual transition over a window, usually a couple of hours. It might read B-E-C-M-G, then a range like 0100 to 0300 Zulu, and then a new wind or a new ceiling. The forecaster's telling you the change happens somewhere in that 2-hour window, gradually, and once it's done, it sticks. Think of a fog slowly lifting or a ceiling that settles in over the evening rather than slamming shut all at once. The third is the one that gets people at Oshkosh. Tempo, that's temporary. Tempo means a condition that comes and goes, lasting less than an hour at a time and in total, less than half the period it covers. This is your classic summer afternoon in Wisconsin. The TAF might read tempo, a time window covering the afternoon, and then something like 3 statute miles, thunderstorm, rain. That's the forecaster saying, look, the field's basically flyable, but pop-up storms are going to roll through. And when one's overhead, you'll get 3 miles and a downpour, and it'll be ugly for 20 minutes. And then it'll pass. Here's the honest truth about tempo, and it matters enormously for AirVenture. A tempo for thunderstorms is not a maybe you can shrug off. Convection in the afternoon is the number one weather story of a Midwest summer. When you see that group covering your arrival window at Oshkosh, that is the forecaster waving a small flag at you, and your job is to build a plan around it, not to bet against it. The fourth group is probability. You'll see PROB30 or PROB40, that's a 30 or 40% probability of the conditions that follow, usually thunderstorms, in that window. The forecaster isn't confident enough to commit, but confident enough to warn you. Treat a prob 30 for thunderstorms the same way you'd treat a friend saying, "There's a decent chance it storms this afternoon." You wouldn't plan a picnic and ignore that. Don't plan an arrival into the world's busiest airspace and ignore it either. So now let's put it together, because decoding the pieces is one thing and reading the story is another. Let's say tonight's Whitman Taff reads like this in plain English. From the start of the window, wind out of the south at 10, better than 6 miles, scattered at 6,000. Nice. Then a tempo group over the early afternoon, your exact arrival window, calling 3 miles in thunderstorms and rain with a broken ceiling at 3,000. Then a from group in the evening, wind swinging around to the northwest at 15 gusting 22, sky clearing, read that as a narrative. The morning is gorgeous. If you launch early and get in before lunch, you're golden. By early afternoon, storms are firing, and that's precisely when you didn't want to be holding over Ripon in a conga line of airplanes. By evening, the front's through, it clears out, but now you've got a gusty crosswind for landing. That Taff just wrote your whole day for you. It told you to get up early. It told you the sweet spot is morning. It told you the afternoon is a trap, and it told you that if you slip to evening, you'd better be sharp on crosswinds. You got all of that from one paragraph of letters and numbers for free from the National Weather Service. Now, here's where I want to connect this to the way you actually fly, not just the way you study. The Airman Certification Standards, the ACS, has an entire task on weather information, and it lists the TAF right there by name. On your check ride, the examiner is looking for more than, "Yeah, I got a briefing." The examiner is looking for you to interpret the forecast and relate it to a go, no go, or divert decision. They want to hear you say this tempo group for thunderstorms during my arrival window means I move my departure earlier, or I build in a delay, or I plan an alternate. They want to see the decision, not just the reading. And that skill, the interpretation, is exactly what keeps you alive on a real cross country to Oshkosh, where the airport itself may go no radio and hold you out if the weather turns. You cannot count on getting an update the way you would on a normal flight. So the forecast you read the night before and the one you refreshed that morning is carrying more weight than usual. Let me give you a few practical takeaways you can use on your very next flight, Oshkosh or not. First, read the TAF from the bottom of your route up, station by station, not just your destination, your departure, a couple of fields along the way, your destination and your alternate. The story that matters is the one that unfolds across your whole route in time, not a snapshot at one field. Second, always check the valid period against your actual flight time. I've watched students confidently read a forecast that expired an hour before they'd even land. If your arrival is past the end of the valid window, that TAF has nothing to say about your landing. Go find the area forecast product, the graphical forecast for aviation, and fill the gap. Third, when you see tempo or prob for thunderstorms anywhere near your window, don't ask, "Can I make it?" Ask, "What's my out? Where's the good weather? Which nearby field stays VFR?" For Oshkosh, that's often Fond du Lac to the south, and having that in your pocket before you launch is the difference between a calm diversion and a scramble. Fourth, and this is the one I'll leave you with, a TAF is a forecaster's best judgment, and the humble ones will tell you it gets shakier the further out you read. The first 6 hours are gold. 12 hours out, good. 24 hours out, it's a planning tool, not a landing decision. So read it tonight to plan. Read it again at dawn to decide. And keep looking out the windshield, because the sky is the final authority, and it doesn't file amendments. The forecast data tonight comes courtesy of the National Weather Service and the Aviation Weather Center. And the task standards I mentioned come straight out of the FAA's Airman Certification Standards, which you can read for free. If you want the show notes, they'll be over at radiohanger.com. Get some sleep. Set your alarm early. The morning air over Wisconsin this week is worth getting up for. I'll see you in the pattern.